Kum Lernen Ablat Gemara. We are up to Daf Nun Ches Amr Aleph, the two dots. Noise Socher Einem Mishalom. Noise Socher does not pay for by Hegdish or by Kaka or these things, does not pay for Gneva Vaveda. Doesn't, and Shia, we had a Machleka. Says the Gemara. Romi le Rabbi Yosef bar Chama le Rabbos. Rabbi Yosef bar Chama as Rabbi Nunches Amr Aleph. Right in the middle of the page. Rabbi Yosef bar Chama as Rabbi question. Tanan in our Mishnah says, what happened?
I'm wondering why the Tzuras Adaf looks so different.
You know that's
Tanan in our Mishnah it says no yisei socher einu mishalom does not pay for karka nor that, but Amila, that's a question. It says hasoicher es apoyul, if somebody hires a worker, this is actually brought down also in Halachah Shabbos. Somebody hires a worker, let's say Gabev Hegdish hired people from Hegdish money lishmoid es apoda to watch the pora duma, that it should not put any work on, maybe shouldn't put anything on its back, or shouldn't have any mumim lishmoid es atinuk to watch the kid. If you remember, looking at Marasuka, they used to raise kids over there to make sure that they remained tar. They built on this rock that had, you know, that had a hole underneath it, so therefore tumma didn't go up, and had someone watching over them. Yeah.
I'd like to find this rock.
It must have been pretty big.
I wonder what the archaeologists.
And what held it up?
No, that you can have.
It didn't have arches or something.
It had a hole underneath, more than a tefach, so that there's any tomb underneath the ground, it's stuck.
These are probably folk tabs for the mound. You can see sometimes things like this where you get a big ledge.
Is that what it was?
Or couldn't it be that it has like stands and it's lifted up above the?
It has more than tefach. Yeah, but if you walk atop of those stands, you got a problem because it's connected there. So you need that. It should be the whole ear. It should be unless it's attached to above,
so
not to below.
The mother came there, had the child there, and the child was raised there.
12 years.
So she walked over there. She walked over there.
She stayed there with them. How much room was there?
How many of such children were
there?
Yeah,
exactly. Lishmoyles Azroyim. Let's say if you have a field and you're preparing it for Omer before Pesach, 70 days, so they would watch it. Let's say if you pay him by the day, a daily wage, don't pay him for the work in Shabbos. Therefore, anything happens on Shabbos, he's not responsible. If he's not getting paid, why should he be responsible? Sounds like, but for the rest of the week, he is responsible if an accident happened or something, or if, let's say, he was stolen or lost. When we just finished saying that by Hegdish, Shemir is potter. That's our question. If he's paid by the week, is paid by the month, is paid by the year, or is paid a 7-year contract. That's not bad. Is noistin les chal Shabbos? You can pay him, including for Shabbos. This is called havlo, and that's how you pay for Shabbos. Chal havlo. This is what we learn from this brayz right here. Is lechayde? Then it says lefichach achray Shabbos. All day he's responsible for anything happening Shabbos. My love, l'shalom. We're talking about over here what? We're talking about over here to pay, that he has to pay if anything goes wrong. So clearly from here we see that a shomer, that a person who works a shomer socher for Hegdish is responsible for all the matters that a shomer socher generally is responsible. How does that reconcile? How do you reconcile that Mishnah? The question is whether you have to pay him for the days that he lost things. Of course he doesn't have to reimburse Hegdish. The question is whether you have to pay him or not for those days. And he's telling you what? That you don't have to pay him for those days. Freddy Gemara, if so, Reisha in the beginning, it says that if you're only paying by the day, which means you don't have to pay for Shabbos, why should you? You're only paying for the day. What's the Brisa trying to tell you? If the Brisa is trying to tell me you're paying wages for the day, don't pay for the wages of Shabbos, you need a Brisa to tell you that. Of course, you're not allowed to work on Shabbos and pay someone on Shabbos. What's the Brisa telling you? But Tony, you're not allowed to pay for Shabbos. Ishtiki was quiet. And Amalei, and then Rabbi turned back to Rabbi Yosef. Midei Shmiel Loch Boha. Maybe you heard of Teretz. So if Rabbi Yosef heard of Teretz, why did he ask the question? Or at least he should. Shouldn't he have told Rabbi, I heard this question and I heard an answer, but you maybe have a better answer.
But I'm not satisfied.
Amalei Hachem Rav. This is what Rav said. Amalei Sheishes Bishakonu Miyodai. No, really, a shaymis achad is pater by hegdish, but here he made a special kinyan. He transacted that he will be mechayiv himself in case anything goes wrong. So he went outside of the law and he was machmir. So then over here he has to pay because he put himself in that situation. So even though ma'atayda tzadin is shaymi, you don't have to, but he could take himself nuchiyuv mechem yechem shekana miyadi. He made a kinyan that he will go ahead and do these things. That's what it is.
Does he only not get paid?
So in other words, what?
Yeah.
He gets bit malacha, you say?
All that is mission that's really talking about don't have the whole issue of Schach Shabbos, or the Bais, it's the main emphasis of this. Right.
You know, the way we're learning Lepoyel is no. We're learning about Al Shemir. That even though he's not, because he's not getting paid,
but the theory, when you read this case of Pasha, it's only to do with Star Shabbos and Havlo and so on. So he's saying Agav Uche, it's telling you that it was also that he was another Indian in Shomri, that he was. No.
It's telling you that if he's a Shemir Sacher. Where is Schar Havlo, he's responsible for Shabbos. Where there's no Schar Havlo, even though there's a Shem Sachar, tomorrow Sunday's again Shem Sachar, and Shabbos, you're not allowed to pay for the work of Shabbos, he's not responsible for the Yom Shabbos. That's what it's out to tell you.
And in what way was that?
The what way is not even brought down. That's how we figure it out. But that's it. Yeah, that's
it. Does he only not get paid for the one day that something happened?
Sorry?
Does he get paid for the other days?
The worry, forget that's wrong shot. Of course, he gets paid, but not for Shabbos. Havlo, you do. That's how you pay people for Shabbos. Char Havlo. That's how you pay Bal Koida. How do you pay anybody?
For the preparation he did during the week.
Yeah, that's called Char Havlo. If they don't prepare, you got a problem. But if he doesn't do either one, you got a problem. The Shabbos Rabbanim. So they have to prepare drosha for a whole week to prepare that 1 5-minute drosha.
Well,
there's also a problem. Tate already asked, we have a thing called a Masna Shemichin Liska Shemesachar. According to one opinion, you know, is to take on, you don't have to make a Kinyan Biyodi. All you have to do is the Hana that you accepted. Me as a Shoyal, for example, I am prepared to take on all these extra Chiyum. Shemichin says, you know, I want to go one step further. He doesn't have to make a new transaction. He just makes it tonight. I want to become a Shoyal. I want to have all the responsibility of a Shoyal. And the guy says, yes, and he takes it on. Where's the Kinyan? So we say the Hana that he has, that he was taken on as a Shoyal. So why do you need a Kinyan over here? So this is one answer says, because a shoyl, you need a lot of trust. For someone to lend something to somebody else for no payment and let them use it, you need a lot of trust. The hanor that I have, that you trusted me to that extent, I transact myself. But the famous Chazal Choshen asked a question over here, because Chazal Choshen asked a question here, he doesn't understand. And if you tell me Mishakonim Yodim makes me a shoymer, so what do I have to make a kinyan? Let me just say it to Hegdish, because I'm a Rosal Gavoya, Kims Rosal Hegdish. So if he says Hegdish, I'm prepared to be a shoymer and have all the responsibilities of a shoymer, so be it. Why do you need it to a kinyan? So one of the answers given is that that if you go through, if you just go and say, I'm a Rosal Gavoya, fine, so I'll have you. But here, because you went through the motions of a kinyan, you went through as a shemir. Exactly. Once you go through a kinyan, then you follow the laws of kinyanim. The laws of kinyanim is a shemir. You know, you did the normal thing of a shemir does. You made a kinyan and so on and so forth. So now, if anything else you do within that those parameters, follow those laws, and the Amirosa does not come in. Amirosa is time. I didn't do anything. I just said, I promised Hegdish, I'm going to give something to Hegdish. Back to the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon says, Kochim, if you're responsible for Yeshlan and No, there's a No, because you're responsible. It's like Amisecho, Ushein Chaybek Rusan, but if you're not responsible, like Kochim, then Ain't Bohem and No, that's Hegdish, No. Tony Tana Kamar Rabbi Shimon Abba, Tana was learning a Braisa for Yishroi Abba, the following. It was a bit cryptic. Kochim shechai b'achriusan. Those kochim that you are responsible. For example, you say harei alai. And then what happened was you denied that you ever said that, and then you swore that I don't know anything. And then you made since you took a chayis, you chayiv a karma shua. And why? The pasuk says. So the pasuk says, "More l'more b'Hashem v'chichesh b'amisai." So the question is, what's the kvetchan? The Hashem or the amisai? So the beginning of the Braisa thinks the main thing is the Hashem. So the Braisa says, if you're chai b'achrayis, you're responsible, why? Shani koide ben b'Hashem. That's very hard to understand. If I'm chai b'achrayis, that's Hashem. If I'm chai b'achrayis, that means I have a hand in it. If you're not chai b'achrayis, like kochi kochim, potesh ani koide ben b'amisai. Okay, it doesn't make sense. The kichish, omel, if you want to clap your liar, which way are you heading? Or punfaket, klap me punfaket. Ibchem is tabla. Punfaket. If I have a chrayis, then that's a misa. If I have no chrayis, then that's kichis l'ashem. Amale Yisamya erased this. Amale loy no. Sorry, he says, should I erase the brayse? Amale no. Hachi karma, you understood the brayse wrong. Kachim shechay bachriusen chayim. Not because of the kvetch of Hashem. These that word that it's ba miso and therefore you are chayy. The next word in the pasuk is doesn't mean that it means ba miso, and since it's ba chayy bachrusan is ba miso because I'm responsible, therefore I have to pay. Because you might from ba miso, even though we bring the beginning of the pasuk, the kvetch is not on Hashem, the kvetch is on the miso part, and that's the difference. Okay, that's the time we start doing Rashi. Rabbi Yudaim, Rabbi Yudaim says, "Af hamoicha sefer Torah magolus behemah ein lano no." Tanu lans Rabbi Yudaim, "Af hamoicha sefer Torah ein lano no." If you sell a sefer Torah, there's no cheating. Vishe ein ketzel the mer. What's the value of the Torah itself? It's going to have a cost. That doesn't mean the value. The value is there's no ketz. When it comes to the mitzvah, there's no ketz. Behemah magolus ein lano no. Why not? Vishe odom reitzel azavgan. You're dafka looking for specific magolus, general specific animal that suits your other animal. For a zivig, and therefore to use, with a lot more than what's worth the average person. Amrullah, so they said to him, "Hakul adam reitzel azavgan. Anything you buy because you like it specifically for yourself." But Rabbi Yudah, know, hani chashivalei, a behemah and a gem are very chashiv. It's hard to find something exactly that fits into that setting and so on. And behani loy chashivalei, not chashiv. Rashi lezavgon, mishi yesh leshoy, right in the middle of the page, mishi yesh leshoy, yofel lecharish has a good cow for plowing. Marzer al acha shekamusoy, he finds something else similar, letzamda imay to tie with him, but oil with the yoke, shahat matzmit shoy cholosh in my body. If you take a weak animal muscle with a strong animal, mekalkul zabari. The body has to carry 90% of the work, and you ruin the animal. The chema gol is not a nice gem. Lemalo isim chavata bezov mina yechidus. You know, only in some
find a matching pair.
Exactly. Chashiv leiv v'chovel lezivug. He likes it. Freddy Gemara vayte v'ad kama. How far do we go? There's no cheating. Amar meima. We didn't take it. This must be the Gemara. Amar meima. Ad kedei temeim until its value. It's worth $100. I can cheat you up to $100. Rasha Kamalev, not at the med kiflaim. Tanya Rabbi Yudah ben Mesedah Omer, Ava Moichasus, Rabbi Yudah says, if you sell a horse. A horse was their form of transport, and they formed a certain kinship, a sayif, a sword, a chatitis, and panzer, and armor, bimilchama during a war, ain't let me know, because you value your life more than anything else, and you'll pay any price to make sure you have a good sword and you have a good armor. Because the gayety of life, we're up to the Mishnah Havi. Chatitis, mogen, armor, bimilchama, b'terch milchama. Mishnah. Kishem. Now the next tomorrow's blot and today is very interesting. Is I got it a little bit of a break. George would have loved this Gemara. Yeah, hot alchli ganim.
This is about Zan Yotzat.
Is it?
The beginning of Kislev is Yotzat.
4 years, three or four.
Four. I would say about seven.
Seven? No.
I think so. Kishem she'oinah b'mekach memche. Just like we said, you're not allowed to cheat somebody, deceive somebody when it comes to selling and buying. Kach oinah b'dvarim. Also, you're not allowed to deceive somebody but pretending to do something or be something through words. Just words is also it comes under the banner of oinah. Lo yoyim lo. You shouldn't go to a retailer and say, "Nu, bekam chafidze." How much is the value of this object there? And you're looking at it and tossing around. But emes when you're right to look, you know each other buying it. It's driving them crazy. That's called oinah.
What are the Yidden going to do with their life?
Right.
The Yidden don't do this all day long.
That's why you should put all the prices on there beforehand, so there's nothing to talk about.
We get this all the time. But in other words, if you're thinking of buying, you should just want to get the idea of what
that's
the
not,
price
that's not like, no.
Although you might not
sure. Oh, but if I have no interest in buying it from you, I want to buy it online.
You just want to find a price.
Exactly. I want to go to you to know what you charge, and when I go back online, I'll know what the sort of thing.
Jewish practice.
That's what I know, because I have no interest in buying from you.
Doesn't Rashi say is the Indian of Geneva's Das?
That's what I know. You're raising
all
right.
Yeah. So if you go into a shop and the guy says, "Can I help you?" Sell it, I'm just browsing.
What's wrong with that?
You're telling him what your intention is.
Yeah, but in the course of browsing, you're asking, "What does this cost?"
So what's wrong with that?
And again, you don't necessarily have
no, but you're
yeah, but why asking?
What?
Why are you asking?
Asking to compare the price for somewhere else.
Okay.
But you told him that you're not necessarily buying.
So maybe that's different. Maybe that's like saying, yeah.
Today it's a different thing. You've got to go on the internet. First of all, let's shop here.
On cars, they don't do that so often, so you're pretty lucky. You're safe.
Carsales.com is a busy thing.
Yeah, but you don't know with how can you compare one car to the next.
That's,
you can't pick two cars.
Correct. That is correct.
Are you buying used cars from that man?
I have okay.
These cars from this man.
No, he's talking about the man on the
every email now that we get, somebody saying, you know, can I buy from you directly, blah blah blah. And if I give them a price, they say, but I can get the same thing from another website cheaper.
Okay.
So, no, my own thing from another website cheaper. So what are you coming to me for? Okay. Anyway, now this is interesting. Im hoya about tshuva. If somebody is about tshuva, lo yema lo, you have no right to ever say to them, zechor ma'asechor d'shayim. You're going to tell me something? You remember
why
what?
Why does this have in the middle of Hazar?
This I know. This is all the way now. Words are harmful. Now this is not l'chayim. This is not deceptive. This is just harmful words. So I know is being broadened here, from deception to just harming. Im hu ben gedim. And if he's a son of a gate, a gate, nothing to talk about. The Torah clearly says a gate. You have to be very careful. 36 lavim, more lavim by a gate than anything else. Half times a gate and all that. 36 times. More than Lashon Hara, more than anything else. But what about Yaben Gatim? Nothing you don't get. Lo yem lo zechoy ma'as hevesecha. You know who your father was? Shenema v'gei lo yseinu v'lo yslachtenu. Don't oppress him v'lo yseinu. So lo yseinu doesn't only mean, it means harmful words. It says, Gemara, Tera Mangalena, lo yseinu yishas ha-misa, but no, it's the word of it. So the Abba is talking about words. Because it says, lo yseinu doesn't mean nosa, lo yseinu, even words. Ato yemi v'yinu z'vore, mein lo b'yinu 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 z'vore, mein Hadi Yonos Mama number of money became lo yseinu yishas ha-misa. What do you mean with your friend? By Yonos d'vore, we're talking about words. Okay, so how? Imo yebal tshuva al yeim lo zechor ma'asecha l'shem. Don't tell him. Remember what you were like before. Imo yeben gedim al yeim lo zechor ma'asecha v'secha. Don't remember what your father, parents were. Imo yeged. Now we're talking about a ged. Uvo lilmoy teira, and he wants to learn teira. You're not allowed to say al yeim lo pesha ochal neveilus atreifes kotzim v'ramosim. You as a goy ate all these things. Bo lilmoy teira. It seems from here that nobody would even dare say that to about tshuva. We don't have to warn you, don't say about tshuva, you that ate treif. Because as about tshuva, he was not allowed to eat treif. So if he did it, he was the wrong thing. We're talking about as a goy, you're allowed to eat. So the vart is not that you ate treif. Because then what's the chil about tshuva again? The vart is you who were such a madrega that for you to eat pork, it didn't contaminate you because you're so contaminated anyway. We had more of a result of all the goyim anyway, of all the whole bodies of Shkotzim and Muslim. That's what they are. Now you want to sit and learn tater. That's the problem. Not that you ate it, that you were able to eat it.
What about if you're being... if you're doing this not in a way of Einoah, let's say you're saying to a Baal Tshuva, you know, you when you came here, you couldn't even read Aleph and Beis. Now look at you, Mr. Hatamet Chalom.
That's wrong. So you're praising, yeah.
So I'm saying, but you're being mazkir.
That's all right. You're doing it in a positive way. But here we're talking about in a derogatory way. Or pejorative
way.
Said
that you got to assist, does the God.
If he's shy to it. Yeah, of course.
There's a certain gentleman who's a Ger, he doesn't mind talking about that he used to be an Anglican.
He talks about it all the time.
Exactly.
He comes to my shul, goes everywhere.
I'm just saying the...
I'm proud of it.
It's funny how we all know who it is.
There are a few of that.
Not all.
No, the one I'm talking about, I call him a gentleman. He's a really not a gentleman. I just call him a gentleman.
The thing is that... I was just saying that you know, you can say exactly the same thing, but not in a critical way.
Yeah.
If you have a minute, I'll tell you a beautiful story when we finish here.
When you say, is Gnevis Das the same thing as Eno? Is it the same thing when you say Gnevis
Das? Gnevis Das is included in Eno, yeah, but this is much broader than that. Yeah, this is exactly. Harmful
this
words.
This is critical. This is
And you want to tell you that came direct from the Eibishter. Im ha Yisudin Boin Alav. If he had Yisudin, Im ha Yechaloyim Boin Alav. Oishayim Mekaras Boin Alav. Let's say this guy is going through a hard time in his life. This Ben Gadim or any of these people. Had all kinds of troubles, or they were sick, or he had unfortunately lost a child in his lifetime. Do not use the expression "eiv" like as "skumtir." That you know your yira is what brought you down over here, and kislacha tikvascha. And you know that you're hoping and remember your ways. In other words, whatever happened to your life, it's because you deserved it. Remember what you were, and so on and so forth. And Zechornami, remember who you were in the Ki Avad, you had nothing. You're not allowed to, because you're just, that's Lysanu. You're hurting him. You're hurting him more. And as we know that about Tshuva is even greater, there's Machlekes in Gemara, and the Rambam Paskin about Tshuva is greater than a Tzaddik. I saw a beautiful one in Chavazir. It says, you know, if you saw your Rebbe Tamachachim doing a Veda, Al Yaharar Acharav, Al Yaharar Acharav, Shema Osa Tshuva. So he teaches that the pshat is, you know, don't think that he's still in Aveda, because probably maybe he did shuvah. He says no, al tahar erachar of shema, the comma. Don't walk around saying, oh, did he do Aveda? Didn't do Aveda?
Oh,
did he do
perhaps?
Definitely he did shuvah. No question, it was mahar shuvah.
That's a
chassidish pshat. This chavaz yor predates all chassidim, but he was an Italian, yor bachra. Okay,
he
was for a while in Italy, yeah, but he was He was also a philosopher. He was a cosmopolitan.
Was Hans?
What he called?
I think so.
Who?
Hans Bacher.
Yeah, was he? He was a consummate gaon, which means he knew everything and everything. He knew also medicine, he knew philosophy, he knew mathematics. He knew. His Sefer is one of the most popular Sforim because there's everything there. Okay, even though it's very hard to read.
This just speaks about Baal Teshuva. Is that people did Avodah Zarah in that time?
Like everything. Everything. It says there, what did I just see? I just saw it somewhere. Huh. That and every Avodah. Oh, what did I just see? Gimel. Gimel Yod and Vein Neulin. Three people go to Gehenna, they'll come back as Ashazish. What do we have this? Ashazish and everything else. So it says over there that nevertheless, every single Aveda a person can do Tshuva. Every single Aveda a person can do Tshuva. So it means even, it talks there about Ashazish.
The word says you can't do Tshuva.
Aveda Zorah, the three Avedas, Aveda Zorah and murder. It says every Vitzi can do Tshuva. It includes Beral Chavedai. And without even asking another guy, he can do Tshuva.
I'm interested to know what anyway, tether it's talking about when it says tshuva, you know, what level you reached it.
Actually, this whole thing, it's not.
Oh, we had it in Gemara and Arab Psachim.
It's not that often that you see the Gemara, referring to things this about tshuva.
That's true, yeah. But interesting, bringing Ben Gadim, you know. the Mishnah left the gate alone, because I guess he knew, okay, right. Ima yechavori v'akshat v'men, I'm talking about, I know, now broadening the scope. If Hamadim have actually two men, the people who ride our donkeys, they need to play. I don't have a go to the Yanko because he has. You know that guy doesn't sell it, but you just want to give him away from you, so you tell him to send him go there. That's broadening the scope. Don't go in the store and look as if you're seriously trying to buy something when you know you have the money. These are all things that only you know that if you're attacking, be playing around or not. Hold over, never. Anything which is in your heart. Hi, over here. He's giving you a reason. He chose it. Don't want to know what is you. Who your day in la'akel and la'kalkala? You know whether you're coming here to machen krum or to even hurt. But you can go out and say, "Oh, I meant your benefit. I thought you tak a seller. I sent you a customer." And we broaden it further. If a guy invites somebody to a wedding, the guy won't come anyway, and you don't really want them. But this way, you think, it doesn't hurt me to invite the wedding. The wedding is in New York anyway, so that's called Oino as well. Or inviting somebody for you, guests on the Shabbos, knowing that they can't come, but this way you look like a nice guy. Maybe you get an invitation from them next time. That is all part of Oino. That's what Nora brings down. We should collect all these Rabbi Yechon and Shem Yechoy. Godl, I know we know. He had it in Sanhim. How can he?
In his generation?
Yeah, a few generations.
He heard from somebody who said,
that's right. One of his Rebbe's was a Rebbe, and Rebbe's Rebbe was Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was Rabbi Shimon. So, Godl, I know as Dvori, I know as Momen, that cheating, you hear this? Using your words to hurt somebody or to deceive somebody is worse than deceiving mammon. Why? When it comes to words, it says better fear God. By money, it doesn't say v'yireisim lekecha. But Rabbi Lazar says begupa zebe money here by money, only hurting the money. But when you with words, you're hurting them personally, psychologically, and that's much worse. When it comes to money, you can always return it. If you cheated, so I had, bittel mekach or shtus, you give back. But when it comes to money, words, how do you retract it? We learned the brayse for Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol amalbim pnei chavedi berabim. If you ever insult your friend in public, actually we have it right here about Gimel Yonia. Kilo shayfer damim is as if you were hurt somebody, if you were shayfer damim, kill them. Amalei shapika amrit. You're right. The chazinale, we see whenever you embarrass somebody, what happens? The ozil sumke, the red leaves your favor, ozil chivra, and white comes in.
That means, so you're shaved dumb.
Exactly. So one of the first, it was my show, whatever, but we see first red comes in. I had a taste, it's right here. We see the way it works in three stages. First, you become red, blush. Then, when you get even more embarrassed, the redness leaves, and then the whiteness comes in. So he's saying here that the blood is coming together in your face, ready to run away. It's gathering there too, all in one place, so they can all escape together. So the faket, the shechadam is even worse, because it's not just a little bit of blood that you have in your cheeks, it's gathered from other places. Yeah. Says, Omalei Abaye says, that Avdimi. Anyway, look in the last two lines of this Tesis, the long Tesis. Okay, sorry. Let's get to the bottom page and show the Tesis. Sorry. Amalei by Avdimi Marov and Maizidi in Nedjusro. What is so particular about Nedjusro? Amalei by Chavre Api and Nedjusro. They never embarrass anybody. They use clean language. They're very edel, and they talk respectfully. I'm not sure which Nedjusro I was talking about. The Amar Abchanina Hakol Yoidim LeGehenim Chutz Mishloisha. Everyone goes to Gehenim except three. What do you mean? Hakol Sakadatach? Everyone goes to Gehenim. What about Tzadikim? Ella Ema Kol Hayoidim LeGehenim Oilim. Everyone goes to Gehenim, goes back up. You know, that's why you finish Kaddish for 11 months. Chutz Mishloisha Sheyoidim Vein Oilim. Three that go down, they don't go back up. The Tesis already says that means they don't go forever. It means they don't go for a long time. The Elu Hain. Habo Aleshazish, number one. Hamalbim pnei chaveda berabim, you embarrass somebody berabim, and b'hamechana shem rala chaveda, you make up a nickname, and the chiddush is by saying about mechana hayna malbim, is that the same thing? You're embarrassing somebody. Afa give the dosh bei b'shmei, even though he got used to it. A lot of times they get used to after a while this nickname, so you think after a while he's immune. It's still an aveda. That's a chiddush. Taste, look at taste of the last two lines.
Call somebody the lomel, that's actually you shouldn't be calling him that.
What are we, yeah?
We call him gombots or something like that.
No, gombots is Hungarian for
a schmaltz ball.
It means fat. Somebody is usually fat.
One second. All right.
But that's usually.
I thought you knew who I was talking about.
You said somebody big. Yeah. Look in the Gemara. It takes the last two lines. His ass, why don't you mention if you have a relationship with the Shiksan Rebbe? And then the last two lines says here. Yeah, the last two lines, yeah. Shaveda Zugay Remes Lloyd Ain, this Aveda. If you have other Avedas, and including that is your Boyal Kusis, then Avram Avinu Ma'alei Miyad will not pull you out. Avram schleps everybody out of Gehenna and brings the Ganadin.
Brismilla.
Elushi Hesham Yud Beis Chaydish. Now says Tesis. Vikulu, all of these things, Bishaloi Asa Tshuva. The Tshuva Mayeles L'chol Dover.
Isn't that what Gehenna is?
Well,
isn't Gehenna a cleansing process of tshuva?
No, he's saying here that if you do tshuva b'chayov in your lifetime, and it helps even for Mal B'nei Chaveda, you embarrass them in public. How do you ask tshuva for him? Even you go to him and ask for tshuva, but all the people, even you do, all the people that were there that saw you, that, you know, they remember about, you know, how you embarrassed them, they didn't hear about your mechila. And yet Tesis says it works here. The ikalaman domar the bala tshuva gedoyli mo oisin shayet tzadikim lo oilam. The bala tshuva grey and the thing whatever. The Rama paskas like this. Taisa says the ikalaman domar, but the thing is, Taisa says that tshuva helps lechol. I can remember what I'm talking. Okay, tshuva helps for every single thing. Tell you more about back to the Gemara. Amar b'chol Rabbi Yechanan noyach leila odom. It is better for a person. Now this is a very sad Gemara. She yove yal sofeg eishes each. It is better for a person to deal with and to do an aveda with a woman that could be possibly a sofeg eishes each. Va'al yal b'bnei chavei v'rabim. Avoid embarrassing somebody.
You learn.
But look, buddy, there's a different, two different avedas. Minolam is Dara Shava from the Ma'is of Dara Melech. Everyone accused Dara Melech of Vinesh Zish because of Basheva. And the Gemara calls him here Safi Gej Zish. Now, this caused Rashi to learn his famous Shitta, which is different than Taisa and Ksuvas, and over here also, where Rashi learns that when they went to Kol Yetzim Chemesh Dover, Kaisi Getli Ishtar, it was Al Tanai. If I don't come back, then this retrospective. They were all scared. If they're all going to give getting to their wives, tomorrow their wives will marry somebody else. So they didn't go to the war. They didn't trust their wives, or they didn't trust themselves. So therefore, they would write out tonight if they didn't come back. And since Uri Achiti didn't come back, then retrospectively, she wasn't a married woman. But Bashar's Maisa, Bashar Dor HaMelech had relations with Basheva. It was a Sofeg Eishes Ish. Did you know that Uri Achiti won't live? So that's how Rashi learned.
Maybe
so
he was still alive at that time.
Yeah, he was alive. Maybe he came home. The one brought him home. Everything. So this is what... this is what Rashi learns, and that's what Sofeg Eishes Ish. Tesis learns Chas V'Shalom. You know, Gemara says in Shabbos that David Melch never sinned. He wrote a get, an outright get, but most women were faithful and they waited for the husbands to come back. If they didn't show up after the war or gave a certain amount of time, they were free. So therefore, David Melch, when he had relations, sorry, they had to, what's wrong?
Or they could have get and not been mustered.
No, they definitely did. The whole point. The point was that you should be free, you should be a gunner. If you don't give mustard, there's no point.
No, you put it in a shliach. If I don't come back by this time, give it to the wife.
So again, the suffocation is he says, no, then Dovel did do a sin. That's even worse. That Dovel Mamish sinned. Because he wasn't divorced, he gave it
away.
Yeah.
So in other words, every time they went to battle with the same wife, it could be over 5 years, it could be five times that he's given her a get, and she's in Megueshes, and then she comes back.
I heard in the radio say, hold the kuach. What's better for a marriage, to be together the whole time or to keep apart from time to time, separate, you know, go different countries, and so on and so forth? We're talking about Trump because he's going to live in Washington and his kids are going to live in wife.
She's only not going into because
interesting how people called it.
Did they come to ask
I think all those who live together, the husband said it's better than you live apart. And all the other parts that live together.
Mrs. Trump is not shifting in for convenience sake.
Whatever the reason is. Okay, let's get to the Gemara. The Gemara, so David, so Tekonet Taisa is they gave an outright get. But still, it looked wrong because they did it because they had no choice. But ethically, it was looked wrong. Not it was halachically wrong, ethically, because this woman is waiting for her husband to come back. And there was Melech there. That's the next Gemara. We'll see in a minute. Not at all. That's the format. It's different. Now, this is a very sad Gemara. Remember, David the Melech, entire life, his Rebbes, Shimi and Dayig, and all these great tzaddikim, and Tamil Chamim, drove him crazy. And Klal Yisrael didn't really accept him because of what he did with Bathsheba. Besides Moav, also because he did with Bathsheba. His whole lifetime. And that's what till we had Gemara Shabbos, Shlomo HaMelech, when he couldn't get the gates of the Beis HaMikdash open, finally when he said, the Chus of David, it opened.
He was what do you call it, from his father. He was from a different mother or something. It was a whole shadow of his father. David HaMelech.
Yishai.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a medrash. That's not in the
he's come from Gadim. He comes from...
Moav. No, Moav. Like Moav, he's not been accepted.
I thought, isn't that the connection here of why we're mentioning it?
Yeah, but I think there is like a zeit. That's a medrash.
Aren't we mentioning that because here we mentioned about you shouldn't be Muslim?
Listen to this. No, Malbim b'nei chavei b'rabim. No, this is Malbim chavei. So what happened is it says a pasuk uvetzali somchu. He says uvetzali on my side, sort of happy. Even the suffer, they all gathered together. Karu and they ripped him open. V'loy damu and there's no blood. What's going on here? Amar Dov Nekosh Baruch Hu. Yishlel. Golu v'yadu l'fenech ebish. You know. She'im hoya mekadim sorry. If they would have opened up my veins while I'm alive, loy hoyu dummy shayses lada, there'd be no blood coming out. You know why? Because they embarrassed me so much, I have no blood left. It's gone. My whole life they embarrassed me. So instead he said, all our blood, you know, it's chassidus. It's just gone. These Talmid HaChamim, why are they learning the most difficult sugyas, which Ablaz and Hukkas didn't, you know, say to you guys, you know, keep it on, whatever it is, difficult. They would throw him in the middle of the conversation. What are we going to do with Dovid HaMelech? He deserves, he had an HZish.
They would say to him directly,
didn't they? This is why you say to them. Listen to this. You know what happens to somebody who has something else to say about himself? Even according to you, what's my Mises Hachakel? Chenik. The Yesh Lechelgom Haba, but then after that, he goes to him Haba. Abel Hamal, but you guys, Hamal bin el Pnechavede Berabim ain't Lechelgom Haba. Because you have to hear the Chizm Zecha when you can get somebody to fix things up, not about an event in the past. By then, already, Uri Chizm has definitely passed, you know, died already, and it's all right. So just that's purely Mal Mechavede. I mean, imagine his whole lifetime, and this Dovid HaMelech is dying today.
This is Bashash, he's a Melech Yisrael.
Exactly. It's better for a person. Throw yourself in the furnace. What you're talking about? It's better to throw yourself. So the first we said it is better to be over even a vada yeshizish. Even a vada yeshizish. I don't know anymore. Have to say something. Maybe unless that's the ma'aser. Because he's saying even a vada yeshizish is only an iser chenik, and I can do tshuva and go to Haba, but you guys, Malbin, is ain't the chelik on Haba. So I don't know why he emphasized suffering unless that's the poil, you know, the mice. So he says that. Actually, I'm just noticing in a great scene, they pull out the word suffering.
Isn't it implied that you've got a choice to be Malbin Plechavei
or to That's right.
But here, I mean, the two separate
events. We're just comparing two. No, not give a try. We're saying here we're comparing the two Avedas. You would think an HZish is the way you get killed in a Bezin here. You don't get killed for Malbim Chavedi. You don't get killed at all. And yet he's saying it's much worse because you're in the Chedigam Haba. Now, where does he get this Ein Lechedigam Haba from?
If you get killed by Bezin, that's a
Kaparos. Where does it say that Malbim Chavedi Rabbim Ein Lechedigam Haba? What we had before is Yoidin Ve'ein and Oilin, and Taisa said it's not forever, it's only for some time. That means even according to Taisa, you go back to Gan Eden eventually.
It doesn't say in the Mishnah in Ovis.
Yeah, so it says over there, in Ovis, what does it say exactly? It says there, find the exact words. Let's finish your Maria. It says by Tamar, he mutzaz, v'hi shokhel chameh. That's right. So she showed up. She showed up the walking stick and the peckle. He says, whoever this is, up to
but
him.
But he could have denied it, and she ended up
exactly.
Getting in the furnace.
Rashi.
She confronted the issue that she could be executed, and she's got the option.
That's what I'm saying. A mutav, yeah. It's two different things. They were saying, comparing Avedis. Here, we're not talking about comparing Avedis. Here, we're talking about how far you should go, to what extent. Because we know only three Avedis you should die for, and here we're throwing in another Avedis you should die for. Better to let yourself be killed. Okay. Rashi Kedar Shrova, three lines atop. The Tuva Maizah Shrova Basheva, Mishalahem, that is Maizah, Tuva Maizah Basheva, theirs. The Suffolk HZ, why Suffolk HZ? So Rashi's gears in the Gemara was Suffolk HZ. So you eat till the Machal Mezdovi get Kizah 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 Amanas, on condition. Shem Yomas, if he died, Shatei Mikoresh is Ma'achar, to be divorced from right now. But Loi Tezakik Liyavim. The Chaloitzen Hayyamim, all those days, he's Suffolk Mikoresh, he makes Mikoresh, Mitchi Levim Loi, makes Loi Zagasha. He mood says the Hishoch, Ava Bisho, Matin, Oisa, the Srefa, they were going to burn her. Omru Lehem, Liyudin, the Valti, she did not say, confess that I was related to Yudah. Ela Sholchala, Lemisha, Ela Loi, Anoichi, Hora. That I'm sending these other things. If anybody recognized him, that's the person I had a relationship with.
So in other words, the Kola Yotzi Mochamas Bez Dovi, you say Kol means everybody. It's not. It's somebody who hasn't got a brother, who's got a brother, and he hasn't got.
Tate's already asked about Yovim. Not everybody. Tate's already asked a question. He says, Yovim loved Afka. He's Lunga. That's right here in the beginning. Back to the Gemara. Omer Chaim Ravide, Baidach, Sivis, Positive, Lysainu, Shai Misai, you shouldn't cheat your friend. Who's a Misai? Am she'itcha betoida. We need a yid who's a bentoida. Who the mitzvahs al soineyu. Here you shouldn't be ma'ana. But what about somebody who's not somebody like you and toida? Mefeder seems to me you're allowed to be ma'ana. Omer Rav Le'olam. We'll finish this piece. A good way to end the Gemara. Yehei Adam Zoye by Noas Ishtay. Words can be harmful, and you're using words to pain somebody. The one that you should be most careful of using words against is your own wife, because she toich she dimasa metzuya. She cries pretty readily. Especially when you hurt her. But you know, you specifically use words to harm her. I don't know if you have an argument. Somebody, you choose your words. You know what hurts her, and you is kareiva. Your kareivas are close, and therefore the Abishah will answer her, and it's not worth it. Okay, Rashi. Benos ishtoik by nos dvarim letzara. That's done. You're not doing it to pain her. Anos kareiva lovey puroni is anos b'may lover. He comes quickly. And we'll learn about it later. That if, if your wife is happy, your whole life is happy.
There's an interesting story.